How do you move on if you spend many years pursuing what you think is God's will for your life, and then it crumbles before it begins? Another great question. You know, people have a wrong assumption. Again, I'm glad I used that illustration because the assumptions are so critically important. Do you know most Christians, they actually believe, they assume that if I'm in the will of God, then things are going to go very, very well. And therefore, since things don't go good, I must have missed the will of God. Really not the case. Classic illustration, Joseph, the 50th chapter of Genesis. You find out the story there where he's reunited. If you know the story, if you don't worry about it. But he's reunited and with his family, and who have hurt him so badly, have in essence ruined his life, it would appear, for quite a while. And what does he say? He said, said, you know, you meant it for evil. You did some bad things to me. You hurt me very deeply. But God meant it for good. And there's a text in the book of Romans that says, all things work together for good to those who love God, called according to his purpose. And so finding the will of God, as I always say, it really is not, did I find the right answer and therefore it's the best thing to do? No, you can be doing what you think to be the will of God. You can do it with the right heart and the right motive, everything, and it turn out horrific. But I'll tell you this, if that be the case, and that does happen, you'll be better off because of the failure you experienced. I believe that, and I'll tell you that. I can tell you stories in my life, the biggest stories in my life, the hardest stories in my life, and now I can say with integrity, God really gave me a gift. I didn't understand it when it happened. So I do believe that you can see some bad things happen, but the will of God is not what decision you make. It's where were you when you made the decision. As you say, were you on the altar of God? If you put yourself on the altar and you say, I'll do whatever you want to do, then regardless of whether it fails, it's still the will of God. And watch what God will do through that if you believe the assumptions of the Bible. So that would be the question. So